On the show today, we have Allied Solutions' very own Ann Davidson providing us with the bad actors holiday shopping list, all the ways these fraudsters can weasel into your account and get your money and your identification, all these things that are going to happen this holiday season to watch out for. So check it out. Before we get into our interview, I just want to give you a quick heads up on our CU Knowledge Hub page. It is our page that's just loaded with free downloadable content, which includes white papers, webinars, product guides, case studies, industry analysis, and a whole lot more. And it's all provided by experts and vendors within the credit union industry. So go check it out today. That's CU Knowledge Hub. And now on to the interview. Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our show. And on today's program, we have Ann Davidson from Allied Solutions. Ann, how are you doing today?
Great. Thank you, Michael, for having us on today.
You're welcome. You're welcome. I'm excited to have you on because the topic that you presented to me is like spot on. I love it. It's got a little humor to it, but it's very compelling at the same time.
Right.
But it's all about bad actors or fraudsters out there and their holiday shopping list. Now that the holidays are pretty much upon us. I think they started the Christmas commercials or the holiday commercials, you know, right after the 4th of July now. But now we're really in the grips of the holiday season, as they say. So, but before we get started talking about the shopping list, what are some fraud activities that you guys are seeing out there that we should be looking out for this holiday season? And then we'll get into the shopping list for the fraudsters.
Okay. Great. The bad actors, they are out there. They're finding every single weak link they can. They are phishing. They are looking to you to give out your personal or financial information. They are just, they're sending those emails, those texts. It's the digital world with COVID. Everything is going in the online environment. So they are out there just searching and trying to put money in their pockets for the holidays.
Exactly. Yes. They got to buy presents too.
Yes.
Fraudsters got to buy presents too.
Yes.
So, but they're doing it the wrong way, obviously. So they should, be like the rest of us and make an honest living, but that's another show. So is this all because of, obviously the fraudsters have always been there, but with COVID happening, it's really ramped up their game. I mean, it's just what's going on out there is just off the charts, right?
Yes, yes. They are looking, the consumer today is looking at the payment apps, so the Zelle, Venmo, Cash App, Apple Cash, Facebook Cash, and they are just finding the avenue that solution, transaction solution has authentication, which is really scary. Mm-hmm. So when you send your money, it's gone. And the bad actors are out there trying to convince you to provide your routing and account number or your debit card number. And bingo.
That's
what we're going to see a lot of over the holidays.
Oh, I bet.
The whole payment app.
Yeah, okay. Well, that segues into the bad actors holiday shopping list. And so I've seen it, and it's just one that really stands out for me is the weak links. And you already mentioned this. So can you give folks out there, this is probably maybe number one on their shopping list. Hey, we want a weak link so we can go in there and take advantage of this, right? What's the weak link here?
Yeah. The weak link is really with the payment apps. They will fish you to get your account number. They will give you, think that you're the credit union to give out your account number. They will also fish for your debit card number. So payment apps can go down two different channels. One is with your routing and account number, and it's ACH fraud, or it will go down your debit card. And that's a debit card fraud in a card not present environment. So the weak link is there's no authentication. The money goes and it's gone.
Yeah. Yeah. So, and now debit card usage has been way up since the pandemic started as well. So the opportunity is there, right?
Yes, definitely. So that's all they need to do that payment app fraud. So that's the weak link. And they're going to go out and they're going to find out what you offer, what your limits are for payment apps, your consumers. If I were a credit union, I would be looking at that very closely and educate your members to be extra cautious if they're not doing it with family and friends.
No doubt.
Really key.
Indeed. Well, like any holiday shopping list, it's a long list that you guys provide, but we'll just go over a few more of these here.
Yeah.
Synthetic IDs. This is something that I find incredibly fascinating. So tell us about synthetic IDs and why it's, at the top of the shopping list for these bad actors.
Yeah, the synthetic ID, all they need are bits and pieces of, say, a three-year-old and then someone else, and they put it together, and they're not a real person.
Really?
And so they will go out to your online tool at the credit union and open a new account with that synthetic information where you're not real. And so we talked about, years ago about the free freeze with all three credit bureaus. So if you don't have that in place today, go out to Experian, Equifax, and TransUnion and put that free freeze on your account, even if it's a young child of yours. Just to make sure, because they're going to go in and they're going to open that new account, and then they're going to apply for a loan, and the money's gone, and the person doesn't exist.
Wow. So if you do, what is it called? Three freeze? So if you do...
Yeah, it's called a... Free freeze.
Oh, free freeze.
Yeah, it's freeze. Okay. Yeah, a free freeze. And you can go out there and you can put a freeze where you're the only one that can unlock your credit report. So when they go out, if they get in online with this synthetic person that doesn't exist, and they go and they apply for a loan, and you have that free freeze at all three credit bureaus, you're the only one that can unlock that.
Ah, got it. So will that send an alert to the loan officer or whomever is doing the loan or the credit
to you?
Oh, to me. Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
And then the credit union won't be able to give that loan because they're going to say, "Hey, your credit reports are locked."
Yep.
Bingo.
Yep. So there you go. The other one here, daily dollar limits. What's this one all about?
Daily dollar limits. I just had a credit union today where there was over $12,000 in 31 transactions on a card account in one day.
Oh, I see.
Because for a credit card, many of the credit unions out there, the daily dollar limit is the line of credit.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have a $50,000 line of credit, guess what, Michael? You can get $50,000 in one day.
Oh my gosh.
24 hours. So daily dollar limits are across all types of transaction activity within your credit union. So you should really revisit those and look at your website, because the bad actors are out there on your website seeing if you have disclosed your daily dollar limits. So that's ever so critical.
Okay.
So you can cap it. You can cap it like with the payment apps.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you only allow $200 to go out in 24 hours or wires. So it's a huge risk management tool in today's environment.
No doubt. Good point. Yeah. Another one that I haven't really thought of is routing numbers. They're on the holiday shopping list. Tell me about routing numbers. What's up with these guys?
Routing numbers is public information.
Right.
So a lot of the credit unions, you do post those out on your website for convenience, but maybe you just want your member to reach out to you to get that routing number, because the bad guy, it's an easy target for them to go out there. And the other equation with the routing number is now they'll fish you for your account number.
So they have the two. Got it.
And then you're in trouble. And that creates ACH fraud.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Keep in mind, I just had a credit union today where the member was going to get $50,000 and all they had to do was provide their account number. So the bad actor already had the routing number.
God, I know that they got half the game, and then all they needed is one more part of that puzzle. And then, gosh, it's all bets are off. One of the other ones that I saw was magnetic stripes. Oh my God. We've heard time and time again that the magnetic stripe is like, that's just nothing but trouble today, right?
I know. Right. And in today's, back when the chip was rolled out in 10-1-2015 and now 10-1-2020 with the pay at the pumps, I don't know if you're seeing that, Michael,
when you
go to the gas station, you have to use the chip. Well, what's happening is a lot of the bad guys can still skim the mag stripe. There's a new identifier to tell you that's a chip mag stripe.
Mm-hmm.
But if you go to, say, Walmart and you stick your card in three times and it doesn't work, the clerk will say, oh, just swipe it. And that's called chip fallback fraud. And we're going to see a lot of that over the holidays. So if your credit union has 100% chip on chip with your cards, why are you allowing it to fall back to a mag stripe? Because now you've given up your chargeback rights and you're going to absorb that fraud. And we're going to see it at the ATMs, especially at the ATMs, the cash out. Again, the bad actors want to put that cash in their pockets.
Mm-hmm.
So to block fallback is key today. Just do chip on chip. Mm-hmm. And it comes through as a POS point of sale 05.
Gotcha. And so what happened, I mean, in that first scenario that you described, when your chip doesn't work like three times and then the and then the store says, you know what, just use your magstripe, just use the Stripe. What should you do in that situation? Should you go to another terminal or what should you do?
Well, in today's environment, I would be reporting that merchant to the card associations. It's no different than years ago when your magstripe was demagnetized, your magstripe wouldn't work.
Right.
Well, fast forward to 2020, that's what's happening with the chip, is the chip is a fake chip on the card, or if it's not working, you as a financial institution, you want to know that your cardholder's card is not working.
Yeah.
So they should be reporting it to you. And in most cases, it's the point of sale device terminal of that merchant when they went through their certification and testing, something isn't connected properly.
So
it needs to get fixed.
Right.
Because again, the credit union card issuer is going to absorb the fraud if they allow it to fall back to make
money. Yeah. So, I mean, so again, the thing to do in that situation, I'm assuming, would be to go maybe to another, because you probably have a cartload of stuff and you're in line. Hopefully you're wearing your mask. And then your card doesn't work. I'm like, oh my gosh, what do I do? So I would.
Well, you might take another card out of your purse.
If you got another one,
Another card and find out, why is it not working? But it's most likely the terminal that's not working.
Thinking.
And so in that case, if you don't block fallback 100%, you could limit the dollar amounts. But during the holidays, you want to raise those dollar amounts.
Heck yeah.
So the fraudsters are going to find out what works and what doesn't work.
Mm-hmm.
So it's get a hold of your credit union immediately and let them know that your chip is not working and why is it not working, and then report to the card association, the Visa and MasterCards, that particular merchant, and you can call their fraud team and let them know because they need to get it fixed.
Were there any other items on the shopping list that kind of stuck out for you? Because you're the expert here, Anne. So I'm just picking out the ones that really interest me. But
Other one that we just uncovered was the 3D Secure. Many of the credit unions probably know it as Verified by Visa or MasterCard Secure Code. And now fast forward, they've renamed it. It's 3D Secure.
Okay.
It's an authentication. It's for online internet shopping. It's an online internet merchant security tool.
Mm-hmm.
And what we have uncovered is back in 2001 and 2002, when it was being rolled out, a lot of the credit unions said, we don't need that to pay for that security tool because we don't see a lot of card-not-present fraud.
Mm-hmm.
We don't see a lot of internet fraud. Fast forward to 2020, I just had a credit union a week ago has over $100,000. And they said, well, we're using it, and we dug deep, and they do not have it in place.
Oh, wow.
So if you're a credit union out there, I would double check, triple check, and make sure that you are utilizing 3D Secure. So if that online merchant, fast forward to 2020, all these online merchants are using it today, and if you're not using it, guess what? The fraud is going to be charged back to you as the credit union card issuer, and you're going to absorb that fraud. And we're seeing a ton of it today. And so another CEO said, well, we thought we had it in place. And when they were seeing all the fraud, that's the first thing we ask, do you have it in place?
So that's the lesson learned here. Make sure you have your ducks in a row, basically.
Yes.
With all this stuff.
Huge.
Especially going into the holiday shopping season and having the pandemic on piggyback and all that type of stuff. So it's going to be triply bad this year. Who knows?
It's interesting. I just, with my credit union, I just had 14 transactions on my statement with my credit card, all done in California, Michael.
Oh, wow.
And the 14 transactions were done in one day at the same merchant, and they stayed under $6.
Oh,
it only totaled about, but it was all done internet. And so, the small dollars, and you're going to see, number of transactions is another key red flag.
Okay.
Watch your reports, not just with daily dollar limit, but the number of transactions, and why is your smoke alarm or fraud monitoring system not stopping it or pending it until you investigate it?
Yeah. Is that type of stuff kind of going under the radar basically? And nobody's really noticing it. But if you look closely, you see the number of transactions all in a row like that, small dollar amounts, which add up. So gotcha.
Definitely. Yeah. Okay. Because it's interesting with my statement, I was like, wow, 14 on the same day. Mm-hmm. And then this credit, with the 12,000 with 31 transactions. Really?
Good grief.
Why didn't the smoke alarm go off?
Yeah.
So watch those too.
Gotcha. And for the consumer as well, or for the member, you know, keep an eye on the, look at those statements. You know, you may like dismiss them, but it's really important to check out those statements, right?
Yeah. Education is ever so critical,
yep.
both from a credit union employee standpoint and a member standpoint. We all need to be educated on why something is or is not working and how we can act as one of those, keep the bad actors away from our credit union and our credit union members is key today.
Yep. Yeah. Just take a little extra effort and everything generally will be A-okay. But I want to wrap up with your Let's Talk Fraud series. That one, there's another one coming up here. You want to tell us a little bit more about that and where we can go to check it out?
Yes. You can go to LI Solutions website and just type in Let's Talk Fraud and you can register. And we have it the third Wednesday of every month. And so this Wednesday, November 18th at 2:00 Eastern time, anybody's invited. And we talk about what fraud we have seen in the last 30 days. And I think you're going to be amazed at what we've been seeing. So come and join us. And the one in December is December 18th. It just happens to be on the 18th too. And so we do share with you what credit unions have faced in the last 30 days and then what the best practices are to help you prevent those exposures. So
awesome.
Stay tuned.
Yes, no doubt. No doubt. Okay, well, we'll put that link in the show notes too so people can get right to it and check it out. Because I love when things are told from the credit union perspective because that's the real world stories. And obviously, you guys have all of that right at your beck and call with these Let's Talk Fraud seminars. So good stuff. Yes. All right, Ann, anything else to add to wrap up here? Incredibly valuable information.
So yeah. The only takeaway is, look at how you are authenticating. Authentication, authentication, authentication. How are you authenticating when someone comes in online? How are you authenticating when someone shops online? Mm-hmm. You know, what, you know, when an ACH, that routing and account number, goes out the door, how are you authenticating prior to that money going out the door?
Yep.
That is probably key, and it's going to be key as we go into 2021 as well. Dynamic authentication. Changes each time instead of a static authentication. That's what I want to leave everyone with.
Okay.
We really need to move to dynamic authentication.
Got it. We'll put that in the show notes as well.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
Yeah.
Good advice for 2021. Good stuff. All right, Ann, thank you so much for this. Awesome information as usual. And I love the take on it. Bad actors, holiday shopping list, and it's all right there. So excellent. Thank you so much.
Michael.
Oh, you're welcome.